Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Four Proud Boys leaders have been found guilty by a jury
of
seditious conspiracy in a major case that the Justice Department brought after January 6th. Those include Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, who was not in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. So that makes him very unique among many of the January 6th defendants. But the jury has found that the government proved that these men wanted to overthrow the U.S. government or hinder it somehow by force. The jury has also found that the other three men are guilty of additional charges, other conspiracy charges. There is one person on trial, though, a man named Dominic Pizzola. He is well known for many photos. He was breaking a window, seen breaking a window at the Capitol, and was accused of using a riot shield to break that window. There haven't been verdicts read about Dominic Pizzola at this time, but the four men convicted, the four men found guilty by the jury today, Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, as well as Zachary Real, Joseph Biggs, Ethan Nordine. Those are the leaders of this group, and the Justice Department is accusing them of planning, coming together, and then moving on January 6th in a way that essentially, in the prosecutor's words, was trying to start a war in the United States.
Holy crap, man. So they're terrorists is what they are. The Proud Boys, I have to tell you, have been declared a terrorist group in Canada and also in New Zealand. Don't know why New Zealand, but they've declared that the Proud Boys is a terrorist organization. But here in the United States of America, they actually had a very, very clear path to taking over the Miami-Dade Republican Party. Do you remember me telling you about the pride of Jeb with an exclamation point, Bush's, Miami-Dade Republican Party, and that the Proud Boys had, you know, weaseled their way into and took over the Republican Party of Miami-Dade. Some of them even ran for office. I mean, they're burrowing in, baby. But listen, this is, since the January insurrection, there's been lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of guilty verdicts. It's just very rare that you hear seditious conspiracy guilty. We heard it in Stuart Rhoads' case. Bye-bye, Stewie. We heard it in his case, and now we're hearing it in, Stuart Rhoads is from the Oath Keepers. It makes you sick because, I mean, listen, they were on the platforms. They were on the TV. They were on with Alex Jones. They were on with Steve Bannon. They were actually telling you that they had done recon, that they had scouted it out, that they were going to create some sort of a violent upheaval, violent distraction, something so that Mike Pence couldn't certify the results of a free and fair election and make Donald Trump president for life. That's real democratic, isn't it? You know, president for life. I mean, it just blows your mind. It blows your mind. And the idea that we would even treat Donald Trump as a normal person, let alone a normal presidential candidate, that is bizarro world. You remember what Donald Trump, in this trial, it was argued that the Proud Boys were Donald Trump's personal army. So now maybe they could go to work for, I don't know, Ron DeSantis in his personal little militia, because Ron DeSantis has created his own personal militia. And if you go back to the original New York Times story about how Enrique Tarrio and how the Proud Boys took over Jeb Bush's Miami-Dade Republican Party, you will see that the violence started at a dinner at the Fountain Blue Hotel in Miami for Ron DeSantis. So Ron DeSantis is also part of this thuggery, okay? He's part of this group. Trump was too, and Trump actually told them, when he was asked to call them out, when he was asked at the debate about white supremacists, could the pressure of a name. And so Chris Wallace told him, Proud Boys, for instance, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups?
Sure.
And to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland.
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to specifically
do, that, but
do it?
Well,
I
go
would
ahead,
say
sir.
I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you what if are you, you look, what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see
peace. Then do it, sir.
Do it. Say it.
Do you want to call him? What do you want to call him? Give me a name. Give me a
white
name.
Supremacists and
would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what. Oh. I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing.
FBI director
this is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious. That's what FBI director
Gentlemen.
Said.
That's true. It's true. And you don't see, violence in the name of Antifa, do you? No, you see violence in the name of white Christian nationalism, white supremacy, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Three Percenters. I mean, obviously, Ashley Babbitt is dead. Some woman was trampled upon. She had some issue with, an overdose of, I don't know if it was psychotropic Adderall that was, I don't know. I know she had a drug addiction problem, and then she was in recovery, and then they said that they found amphetamines in her blood system, and then she collapsed January 6th. And she got trampled by her own people. So, you know what I'm saying? The biggest threat of all is coming from these thugs, okay? And you got different levels of thuggery. Like I said, we got tons of guilty verdicts, tons, not all of them for a seditious conspiracy. Some of them for, just breaking windows, and others of them for breaking into the Capitol, and others of them for beating up police officers, and others for spraying, some sort of a gas in people's faces, and then having a police officer the next day drop dead of a stroke after he was, faced with their version of bear spray, whatever the hell that was. But here you have seditious conspiracy, right? So we have all these different levels of thuggery now, right? We got the low-level thugs that spray, the low-level thugs that beat, the low-level thugs that, break through the barriers. Then you got the super thugs, like these guys, the seditious conspiracy dudes. And it is a conspiracy, and in order to be guilty of participating in a conspiracy, no, you don't have to physically be in D.C. And the reason why, in case you forgot, Enrique Tarrio, hope you like the white claw that they serve at the federal prison commissary, dude. But the reason why you don't have to be there is Enrique Tarrio. He is a case in conspiracy studies, right? He was kicked out of D.C. because he had gone to, say it with me, everybody, a Black Lives Matter protest, and in front of a church, oh yes, a church, was a banner saying Black Lives Matter, and Enrique decided to be, engage in low-level thuggery and burn it. So he was banned from being in the city that day. So he was directing the conspiracy, his portion of it, from a hotel room. But he was still directing a conspiracy. So, I don't know, we would characterize the day he was kicked out of D.C. as low-level thuggery, and the day that he was coordinating, major, major seditious conspiracies would be, super thuggery. Then you got your turbo thugs, right? You got the turbo thugs that are protected by the law itself, right? They're in the family. That would be Congress. Yes, members of Congress. That would be Lauren Boebert and Andy Biggs and Paul Gosar and what's his face? Today is the day. Uh-huh. Turbo. They're official. They're protected by their office, which is really disgusting. And then you got the top of the thug food chain. You got the ace of thugs. And if you treat that man like anything but the ace of thugs, even though, you would expect that if you hired yourself a thug, which, some of America did, you would have gotten something from him already. He would have cut you in, you would have got Vig, something for doing the dirty, for doing the nasty, for doing the bully. But no, you didn't get crap. Because the GOP is, it used to be just a party of rich a-holes, but now it's rich a-holes who collect Hitler memorabilia.